The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Working in Washington for corn farmers, I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, corn farmers are busy on the farm, but many are also working in Washington for their fellow farmers. Andy Eubank has more.
The nation's corn growers continue to lobby in Washington for a year-round solution to E15 or unleaded 88 availability at gas stations across the country. The first vice president of National Corn Growers Association, Matt Frostick, says that is their number one legislative issue.
The political appetite's right in D.C. to try and get that pushed through. We just need a pathway to get it done, and that's a struggle given what the atmosphere in D.C. of getting anything done. So we're really we're looking at any strategy that can get it attached to any bill here moving forward through December. There's some promise there. Staff is working hard to negotiate that and work through some of those roadblocks. We do have certain key senators that we have to get through to get that on the floor for a vote.
Frostick says NCGA is also working to bring down the very high cost of inputs farmers rely upon.
And I had a committee right now that we formed back in the summer to kind of look and deal with some of these issues. And our staff has put together some great data that kind of charts it from 2007 to now. And we can kind of see some of the hiccups in those graphs of what happened. And so we spent some time going to different conferences within the industry to see more intimately what's going on, say in fertilizer, so that we can understand how we can help to bring those prices down.
He said they do have some ideas on how to help, but
there's no home runs out there. We're going to hit some singles and hopefully get some runners across, but dropping the tariffs is going to help, but there's also other things that we can probably do within domestically that will help mitigate some of those inputs. And it's not just fertilizer, it's seed, it's equipment, it's everything.
NCGA's numbers are $160 to $170 negative margins per acre for corn growers this year. Not feasible for very long, he says. Frostick Farms in the Thumb of Michigan, roughly 80 miles north of Detroit. I'm Andy Eubank.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auctions, straight, simple, sold.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Skip Byersdorf from Saginaw County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Not much happening over Michigan here as we move through today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. We are seeing most precipitation stay a little bit farther south, a nice skiff of snow over southern Indiana in the overnight. But up here, I think we're just seeing northwest winds come across the lake, probably seeing some clouds develop later this afternoon, but a decent start to the day overall. Now, our last little system of the four that have come together this week will try and move through the eastern Corn Belt tomorrow. Up here over Michigan, mostly cloud cover and a little bit of lake effect. That lake effect coming in northern tier counties of lower Michigan, not so much in southern lower Michigan. I do think cloud cover hits everybody from the overnight tonight, or well, even later this afternoon, right on through tomorrow. Then we start to clear out in many areas on Sunday. Still seeing some lake effect linger along the western side of lower Michigan. Just coming off the lake there, I wouldn't be surprised to see several inches of snow. But otherwise, Arctic high pressure is dominant for Sunday. That means it's cold. really cold here, but I do think that we break this cold relatively quickly. Monday is still quite chilly, but we see good sunshine, and temperatures are not going to be quite as cold as what we see on Sunday. Then for the rest of next week, the big thaw is on. Southwest flow dominating. We see well above normal temperatures. We see a lot of snow melt here across the region. Add to that some rain for Thursday. Could see anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain. Cold air quickly behind that for likely Friday into early Saturday. And then the warm air is back for Saturday night, the 20th, right on through the 21st, 22nd, and most of the week of Christmas. So it's going to get sloppy, muddy real fast here. Do we melt all the snow? Well, maybe not all of it, but it's not going to be as crisp and white and pretty for a white Christmas as what we're seeing right now. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
On Michigan Ag Today, we turn to the markets, and on Thursday, it was a higher day, quietly up in corn, beans, and wheat. We'll have settlements momentarily. First, some market analysis, and for that, C.J. Miller checked in with Carl Setzer after the session was over.
We saw corn and wheat futures gain just a few cents on the day, but overall, not a lot of movement, especially for soybeans, Carl.
Yeah, I would use the term lethargic or stagnant, whatever you want to phrase it. Just not a lot of movement today. Back and forth, just a touch one way or the other. The market's really kind of entering a period, I call them the winter doldrums a little bit. We're past the December WASDE report, and that really didn't give us a lot of fresh news to build on this week. So since we're past that, the next big report that'll come out will be the January stocks report. So we got a month to get to there, and we got the holidays in the middle. So trade does kind of revert back to this, you know, just, you know, wandering trade. Really not a lot to push the market. We do continue to get in fresh backdated information, but it's backdated, as in the export sales that come out today. So while we are getting news, it really isn't enough to move the market in a big direction, like I said. Things that are starting to give us a little bit more interest here is, number one, the resumption of flash sales. Another big round of sales here overnight.
That's Carl Setzer. And now settlements from Thursday. March corn, a gain of 2.25, 4.46.5. January beans up 2.25, 10.93.5. And March wheat 4 cents higher, 5.33.5. February live cattle up 2.42, going to 2.30.95. February lean hogs 84.17, up $1.75. Late in the session, January class 3 milk 15.39, down 6. And you're up to date. Have a great day. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.